The on-street patio program the city began as a way to help businesses in downtown Galt generate customers and revenue after consistent lockdowns forced them to close, is returning next week with a plan to draw even more foot traffic and good times into the cores. In March the city approved the program again along with the full-time closure of Lower Main Street in Galt, and the weekend closure of Queen Street in Hespler's core. This is another step toward vibrant, thriving core areas and we're looking forward to welcoming everyone back again, said Mayor Catherine McGarry in a press release. Whether you're having dinner with friends, enjoying live music or shopping, allowing all of that to spill out onto the streets creates a sense of community and togetherness we've been missing due to the pandemic. Last fall, city staff launched a public engagement campaign to determine if they should continue for the 2022 season. Nearly 150 responses were given from local businesses and residents, the majority of them overwhelmingly in favor of continuing the program. The new patio season will officially kick off Saturday, May 21 until mid-October when the weather cools down again. Brian Kennedy, executive director of the Downtown Cambridge BIA, says there will be a few new beautification items added to liven up the outdoor spaces as well as new and returning events. We're so excited just to activate the street closure, he said. It was so popular last year, it was a great success last year for what it was. We couldn't really do much until the end of the summer due to COVID restrictions. This year we are looking at activating the space to its fullest potential. Get people downtown shopping and exploring, Kennedy said. To create a more lively look, large, wooden, structural patios will be added along with posts that provide a bit of shade, and festive lighting. The BIA has plans to set up some artificial green spaces with Muskoka chairs so people can soak up the views of historic Galt. New banners will be flying down Main Street, speaking to their current theme with a key message, "Get into Galt." It's a beautiful downtown and we have to champion it ourselves, Kennedy added. We didn't have nearly as many patios pre-COVID. COVID has allowed us to have more flexibility and explore more creative ways to get out, have more patios, and that is something that will likely stay post-pandemic as well. A new event this year residents can enjoy is the Galt Jazz Music Concert Series on the first Sunday of each month from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. within the closed-off portion of Lower Main Street. The Downtown Cambridge BIA will also be continuing with the Main Street Music Series on Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., which will feature live music from local independent artists. The old post office will again be the backdrop for the unique light show that will take place nightly from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The BIA also has plans to do a pop-up market on the second Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., which will host artisans each month with a different theme to bring different vendors to the downtown. We're excited to see more events and more people downtown, said Kennedy. We don't have many green spaces or event spaces to have things like that, so Main Street is the only area, specifically Lower Main, that has access to two city parking lots on the exterior of both sides of the block. It really is well equipped to hold the event space closure. Kennedy said the city only loses 15 parking spots downtown when the closure takes place. The City of Cambridge website lists all nearby city lots for nearby parking. To assist restaurants located outside of the temporary road closures, council approved the creation of a temporary use by law to allow for the expansion of patios on private property for restaurants. It will remain in effect until September 22, 2023. Building upon the success of temporary patios and road closures over the past 2 years, we have an opportunity to continue to grow these dining districts and encourage more businesses to participate, said James Goodrum, Director of Economic Development.